The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Geddes. Official intro, got a bit of a cold, enjoy the flame. Let me just check some fucking... First of all, I'm reading a headline here. Cave rescue team complains over horrifying Bear Grylls TV programme. He's at it again. He's fucking going potholing when it's raining and trying to survive it. And then the people who actually pothole all the time are like... Bear, you stupid cunt. What are you playing at? Why don't you pretend you're badass, sell some phone covers, make some money, and then carry on with your life? Here's a snake. It's a good source of protein. Bites the head off a snake. That's edible. Throws it away. You're like, mate, you do... Not that I give a shit about a snake. You know, I'm not one of these, like... super animal lovers where I'm like, oh no, don't kill the spider, don't kill it. I'm not like that. However, sometimes I'm a bit like, did you have to? You know what I mean? Like that dog festival thing in China. Do I care that they're killing dogs? Not really. Am I slightly concerned at the method they use to kill them? Yeah. Do you need to burn them alive, mate? You know, can you just fucking, oh, here, don't eat biscuit, just shoot in the head, it dies immediately, and you're like, there you go, hot dogs for dinner, literally, literal hot dogs. That went from fucking 0 to 60 pretty quick there. Bear Grylls, sort your fucking life out. I was listening to something. It was like an interview with a Navy SEAL, and they were like, well, "What would you do if you were like stranded overnight somewhere?" And he goes, "Yeah, but just grit it out and try and walk to the nearest thing. I would just phone my mate and say I was here. Can you send?" You know, he's like, "Very rarely are you completely fucking fucked. You know, in the middle of nowhere where you're not near anything. You know, good point. Whatever." Apologies if it's echoey in here once again. I'm trying to cushion the sound off the walls by just leaving piles of laundry around. You know, thought maybe some fucking tiles would save the day. Happy International Translation Day from fucking Facebook. We're celebrating by releasing a few features and launching the Translate Facebook app on mobile. Give it a try. No. Why would I need that? Unless you send someone an obscure fucking Korean message that's like, ah, go fuck yourself, you cunt. Ha. Alright, I'm just after fucking trying to get rid of it. I'll tell you about it in a minute, right? The dog fiasco. But now there's a fucking cat that is around here. And it looks like it's still sort of half a kitten. Like, you know what I mean? Like small or whatever. It's quite small, but clean and pretty friendly, which would make me think that it was someone else's cat. But it keeps showing up and just like, someone's, I don't know, I think I read somewhere that cats learn to like go meow, because humans would give them food when they'd made the noise. That could be utter shite, but I heard it somewhere. But this cunt is like, the only thing that would make me think that that was true is that this one, I don't think, quite knows how to meow correctly. Because it'll just say and go, meow, like, this is how long it'll do, like, a meow for. It'll go like, meow. And you're like, can you fucking give that a rest, bro? And it just sits at the fucking window and does that over and over. And you're like, all right, it's cute, but you're like, at what point do you not realise that I'm not going to do anything? You dumb bitch. Fucking cats, eh? So I'll plug some dates here, right? This Friday, the 2nd of October. Oh my God. There is something weird about this podcast where, like, you're going, duh, 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 welcome to the 29th of May. And then all of a sudden you're going, blah, 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 it's October. And you're going, oh, great. I've achieved nothing. So here's some dates. This Friday, the 2nd of October. I'll get this over quickly. 2nd of October, I'm doing Daly's Comedy Club in Oma, one of the best in the country. Who's headlining? Marcus O'Leary. Is that his name? O'Leary. Not sure, haven't met him. He's headlining. The cunt from fucking Hardy Box is on. Buzz. Cormac O'Donnell from Cookstown. And then me. And Terry Keyes is emceeing. So that'll be exciting, won't it? I'm going to request to go on first. Why? Because I got another gig that Mickey booked me for that he's doing also in some godforsaken dump like Castle Derg. No offence, guys. But, you know, sometimes when you can get to do two gigs in one night, you're like, sure, let's double up. Let's see how this material works somewhere else. So some gig he's been asked to organise, and I don't know. I don't know what to expect. We'll see. The big one, obviously, is the 7th of October, Lavery's Comedy Club, the Day Fest. The stupidly named Day Fest, which is only at night. So we've got a pile of comedians, me, Mickey Bartlett's MC, and Sean Hegarty, Armacan, fucking Tom O'Mahony, Kieran Bartlett, Niamh Maron, whole gang of cunts are on that night. Go to that, because normally they're £12 for all these comedians, and this time it's only £6. We decided, kind of like, you know, you can't really just all of a sudden charge £12 because there's more comedians. So come along to that, and hopefully we'll be able to pay these cunts. But it'll be a great night. Mickey's emceeing. How could you go wrong? And then newly organised and confirmed, I'll be doing Derry/Londonderry, if you could be arsed saying that word, on the 15th of October as part of Oktoberfest, and it's going to be in St. Colum's Hall, I want to say. Yeah, I think you pay into that, and then there's going to be me, Bob Slayer, who is a guy from Edinburgh, as far as I knew. And then I think Chris Montgomery. Who else? Adam Lachlan.
I live here, baby.
And who's on? Rory McSwiggan, I want to say. So that's a big lineup there. But most importantly, the 7th at Lavery's. And that's it. That's all I'm going to plug. Let's move on. Let me see what's on my points of talking about stuff. New cat. I said new cat. I should have wrote cat I can't fucking get rid of.
Meh.
Fuck off, will you? Jesus Christ. So, for talking about Lavery's, we did Lavery's last week. Chris Kent flew him over. Belly Laughs, Belfast Belly Laughs Festival and all that shit. Probably not a great idea to book someone to play Lavery's on the same night that Ard O'Hanlon's sold about 500 tickets at Queen's. Wonder Frog are doing a show at fucking Black Box. There couldn't have been more shows on in one fucking night. And sure enough, we did Lavery's. And, you know, it was a pretty small crowd. Great crowd, though. Fair play, ladies. Thank you very much for coming out. Great wee crowd. Just goes to show you, sometimes we've had a full house in there and it was kind of weird. Sometimes you get like 30 people in, you're going, this is great. This is great. Great bunch of people. Oh my God, vomit. Connor Keyes did great. And Chris Kent fucking was hilarious, of course. Unfortunately, we couldn't hang around and drink with him, which was a fucking nightmare, but whatever. Great stuff from everybody. Had a McDonald's on the way home. Was absolutely ashamed of myself. You know, pulling your fucking jumper over your eyes like you're robbing the place. Hey, can I have that new Brazilian burger, please? Thank you. Do you have any sort of wet wipe? Because I'm going to throw this all over my face in a dark car here. So, that happened. I think it was the next day, I want to say, right? Was it the next day, or was it... I'm trying to figure that out in my mind. Was it the Friday? Might have been the Friday. The little dog, Manny, that had been fucking... we've been looking after. We adopted. I'm trying to remember if I talked about this last week. I'll run through the fucking story anyway. So we adopt this fucking dog after like 5 days of it being in the rehoming place. It basically goes up for adoption. So you go in. I did tell you about this last week. You pay the money. They sign it over. They chip the fucker. Shoot it in the back, Matrix style. So we get this dog home. And we're like, yeah, I got the wee dog and all that shit. Good crack. Then we get a call like Thursday night. Hello, it's such and such from the rehoming centre. Okay, how's it going? And she goes, listen, do you know what? The owner for that wee dog came forward. And I was like, right, okay. And she goes, he came forward now and said that the kids had seen the dog in the paper and they were distraught and all this here. Now, basically, it was like, you know, would you, she's basically going, legally the dog's yours. So it's like, would you be up for giving it back? And I was like, well, I'm obviously going to have to now. Well, I'm some sort of fucking sociopath. I mean, you did that. Listen, this guy came forward for the dog. And, you know, do you want to give it back? His kids are distraught. And you go, nah, £62 says it's mine, bitch. So... She goes, I'll let you sleep on it or whatever. And I told Maureen she was gutted because they have always had dogs and they had like fucking three dogs. What did they have? Like four dogs that went down to three that gradually went down to one. Then they went back up to three because they got another Jack Russell. And then Fergie, which was actually the dog that my family had sort of got, but the house was too small, so we brought it down to the country. So it went back up to three dogs. The Labrador went fucking AWOL. No one knows where it ever went. Was it stolen? Did a farmer shoot it? Hard to know. The kennels never found it. The other Jack Russell, Lemmy, had to be given away because he was fucking eating fucking sheep, basically. So they were down to one dog. She got hit by a car. You're like, what? I can't believe she got hit by a car. Of all the smartest one of the lot gets hit by a fucking car. So they went from like four to three to... one to three to none. So getting another dog and then have it sort of snatched off here, like, oh, that feels terrible. So she was in bits, but I was like, listen, what can you do? Like, the stupid thing was, we're just back from the fucking pet shop buying fucking harnesses and all because this wee dickhead is afraid to walk on a lead. Fuck knows what happened to him before we got him. You know, dogs usually when they see the lead, they're like, yeah, fucking party. I'm gonna shit everywhere outside. They get excited. You get the lead for this fucker, and he's like, oh, God, oh, no. And he's Spanish. No, what's going to happen, papi? So you couldn't walk him in the things. I'm going to have to get a harness here. Problem was, half chihuahua, fat neck, skinny head. You know, the lead just popped off his head. So went and got the harness, bought more food, whatever. Got this phone call, like, oh, this cunt wants it back. And Maureen was raging. She's like, why was it like 10 days and no one came forward? They obviously don't give a shit about it that much. You know, they didn't even report it to the fucking thing. Then turns out the full story came out. Like, what happened was, the guy that owns it, him and his kids or whatever, he's a long-distance lorry driver, so he's away, like, a week at a time. So he was away, left the dog with the granny. She, you know, the dog obviously ran away from her. the kids were distraught, that's whenever we sort of found it. So she was, I don't know what the story is. I think she's an old lady. Basically didn't know what to do. She tried to ring the dog warden, which we also tried to do at the time, could never get through. Turns out she could never get through. Wouldn't have thought to ring the kennels, because not a lot of people would know that the rehoming centre doubles up as regular kennels and grooming. You know what I mean? So if you send your dog to the kennels overnight, if you're going somewhere, that's also the rehoming centre and like a dog groomers. So people would think it's probably different. So she rang the dog warden, didn't get through. We rang it, didn't get through. She didn't really, she's obviously not going to check the fucking Facebook or anything like that. So essentially, she didn't tell the guy till he came home. And they were like, oh my God, the dog's lost. The kids were hysterical. Then all the missing dogs go in like the paper. So the kids obviously seen the dog in the paper and they were like, what the fuck, that's our dog. And the woman was super nice at the rehoming place. She's like, listen, if it was just a random guy saying, oh, we lost the dog and didn't contact anyone for 10 days, she goes, I wouldn't even have rang you unless he mentioned the kids. She's like, as soon as she said, you know, his kids were crying and all, and I was like, well, you have to obviously give it back. What am I, some sort of mentalist? And then she goes, oh, the wee dog's probably missing them too, you know? And I was like, oh, I know. Not when he's here eating fucking top quality beef jerky like a boss, but whatever. So there you go. That was the saga of Manny, who was here for fucking whatever amount of days. Lovely dog. Glad he's found his parents. I hope they sort the lead problem out or whatever the fuck they've been doing. That makes him scared of leads. For fuck's sake. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what's fairly demoralising. Demoralising? Is that the word? Is going back in to the pet shop with a load of food and treats and a harness and a new lead and all that shit and being like, oh yeah, don't need this anymore, by the way. Never got on the fucking thing. Here you go, take it back. You're welcome. I'll go look at the fish here and cry for 10 minutes. I would like to get some fish. Those wee tiny fucking zebra cunts. Amazing. Or the wee fat black one with the big fat eyes. They'll look like Biggie. Amazing. So there you go. That was my fairly depressing dog story. Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy it? And then I think it was that Friday night. We were sitting there and I was like, I would love... very rarely do I get this. Which would lead me to think I need to stop drinking. I was sitting there. I was like, tell you what. I really feel like I need beer right now. And Maureen was like, okay. I was like, but I don't want nice beer. I was like, I literally want Budweiser. I want shit beer. That's what I want. And that's what happened. Ended up drinking about fucking 10 Budweisers. Woke up the next day, like, I had fucking 9 aneurysms in my sleep. It's like, oh my God. My bastard brain. And then, of course, I had a gig that night in the bookshop that I'd been fucking ranting about for a while, which was a great fucking gig, I'll be honest with you. After nursing this fucking hangover all day, trying to sleep. Trying to get some sort of nap during the day. I had one of those hangovers, you know, you're like, I have to get up and eat and drink everything. Then I'll go back to sleep, see what happens. Tried to have a wee bit of a nap, all that shit. Didn't really work. And then went to this bookshop gig. Lovely spot. Slightly confusing though, because it's actually... The book reserve is... it's sort of separate, but the same sort of thing. So the cafe downstairs is called The Thinking Cup. And then you walk upstairs to the book reserve. You know, so whatever. So you go in there, it's lovely. Check it out if you're up the Lisburn Road. Very nice. It's just up from Tesco's a wee bit. So you go up there, you know, you can fucking get these virgin cocktails made. And then if you brought your own booze, you could pour it in. And then you went upstairs and had a wee seat. And it was great. She and Todd MC'd, did very well. Aaron McCann smashed it. Kieran Bartlett smashed it. There was a break. I went up, tickled it a bit. Wouldn't say I smashed it. Not sure what the feedback is from the crowd, but I don't know. It was probably seemed all right, but you know yourself. Like, you were just like, that didn't click for me. I don't know why. I don't know why now that didn't click at all. It was also the warmest gig I've ever done in my life. You know what I mean? You get 40 or 50 people crammed in a wee tiny space sitting down. And, you know, this guy has a spotlight that he's hired shining down. And you're like, this is fucking... I couldn't be warmer. I'm literally sweating my balls off. So, but other than that, great gig. And then we went to Lavery's for one drink after. For a night that was bring your own booze... And then we went to a pub after. They did very little drinking. I was thinking that to myself the next day. You know, just, like, I woke up. And I was like, expecting this rager of a hangover. And I was like, oh no, that's right. I only had like two beers. One sort of handmade, like DIY cocktail. And then about another pint when we went out. And that was stretched from like... You know, 8 o'clock through to one. I was like, I did fucking barely drank at all. I know for some people you'd be in a coma after that shit. But for a big fat fucking cunt like me, you're basically just, you're just wetting your beak, as it were. My favourite quote is, you know, the first 8 pints are just kind of admin, aren't they? And then you really fucking get to work. Lay the foundation of the 8 pints. Then let's go for it. So that was Saturday. We came home. Maureen's mates were down on Monday there. Maureen's mates that she used to work with. So, and they're all a bit foodie. So, of course, I was cooking. And oh, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this last week. Just sometimes you just have an idea that's right in your fucking head. And it's something that, you know, you'd kind of love to do in the back of your head, but you never really think about it. And then all of a sudden you just go, why don't I do that? You know, basically because I'm doing a bit of work for local company Fit Fodder at the minute, right? They sent me a big load of their food just, you know, to sample and use in these videos, which, by the way, this is the idea of, I probably talked about this last week, like branded content. Basically, a company will pay you to make funny content, and it's not really specifically an ad. You know, it's not like, hey, drink Pepsi. It would just be like, Pepsi presents a funny video by this cunt. It's the way it's moving forward, guys. It's the future. Everyone wins. A guy sent a big fucking load of food out, and it was unreal. You wanna see the shit that came in this package? However, one of the items was a 32-ounce rump steak, which is a fucking beast of a thing. And I was thinking, like, I do need to use some food props in these videos. But, you know, I'm aware that this is a fucking 15-pound, 32-ounce steak. Grass-fed, top grade A fucking meat here. I was like, I'm not going to act a dick with this. So then I was thinking, what I might do? I might just make a wee video of me trying to cook this. And then I was sort of like, all I do all day is watch fucking cooking programs. You know, Fuck That's Delicious on Munchies there. Keep It Canada, Matty Matheson, you know, all these fucking things, No Reservations, like loads of cooking shows. And I was like, why don't I just do a little series of short cooking shows? But not in a sort of like, Geddes tells you how to make stuff. It's going to be, Geddes tries comedy, and he also tries to cook things that you wouldn't normally cook. For example, a 32-ounce steak, which... may or may not be a disaster, but I might do it anyway. So if anyone has any fucking suggestions for a name for a short cooking show, this is the vibe, guys. It's not an instructional. It's a journey we do together. You know, let's both discover the correct way to cook this fucking giant piece of meat. Amazing. What's next week? Colin attempts to make one of them chickens with a cider up its asshole. You know? what's next after that? I don't know. Do I make a fucking big burrito? I don't know. Just send ideas for names, and that's the vibe. Geddes does things with food that aren't normal dinners, but has no idea what he's doing. But it's a learning curve for both viewer and host. Okay. So there you go. Also, at the mention of that, our good friend at fucking Skyline Ariel, hope I got that name right, offered to maybe film with us sometime. You know, we'll try and get you paid. We're not fucking sociopaths. Do you know what I'm saying? So that might turn out to be some highly polished shit at some stage. Excitement or what, guys? Production. Let's get fucking into it. I have a Best in McD video to make. I couldn't be less excited about it. What happened this month? Can't remember. Corbin or some shit, and fucking someone fucked a pig in its mouth. That's it. That's my news. I don't pay attention. I live in the country. You know, I had a fire and half a fucking beer keg last night. That's probably why I have the cold. You know, oh, I have the cold. What'd you do? I sat out in the blustering fucking freezingness, trying to light a fire, getting smoke damage to my lungs with wood that was more than likely wet. Dopey cunt. Oh yeah, so basically Maureen's mates come down, they're big foodies, so you know what am I, you know, I'm here, I'm like, what am I gonna do? I live in the middle of nowhere. I'm gonna be like, yeah, you girls enjoy yourselves, I'm gonna nip around to my mate's house here. And where's Mickey live? Derry. Still haven't been to visit the cunt yet. Let me nip up there, let me get out of the way, get out of your hair for a minute. So I just became Geddes the fucking housemate. What do you guys want? Do you want some fucking, some sort of, what, I made pineapple sticky rice. Shit on my tits, bro. And here's another tip for you, if you're ever in prison and you need to make Kung Po chicken. I did this by accident when I was semi-pished one night. See if you put sweet chili sauce over chicken. Shh, that's me cooking. Shh, shake it about there. Stick some sriracha hot sauce on it. It's essentially Kung Po. Now, I could be saying it's essentially kung po, and some Chinese cunt's like, oh, no, that's racist. He'd be like, nah, that's not kung po, and I'd be like, shut your mouth, all right? It tastes like chung po, like kung po, all right? You know, keep your fucking nose out of it. You Chinese prick, okay? That's Geddes' fat boy tip of the week.
Do you want me a Kung Po chicken? No sweat. Don't need to go Chinese or nothing. Just get fucking sweet chili, put some sriracha in it, and then if there's nuts in it, just empty a packet of fucking KP salty nuts over the top. No problem.
Maybe that's how I should do the cooking show. I genuinely think I might have some sort of some sort of lung damage here. I've got that thing, you know, that dreaded, like, the last time I felt this sort of sickness was like, oh my God, what the fuck? Last time I felt like this was, I was the sickest I've ever been in my whole life. You know, it starts off like, I can sort of feel, a wee bit like tickly in the back of the throat there. Jump forward a couple of days, I'm literally dying. Literally dying watching the Six Nations. Isn't that weird? I must just get sick, you know, every time there's a major rugby tournament on. That's probably what happens. You gotta love some of the headlines on this fucking Mirror website. I mean, it'll probably take, you know, it's probably my fault for being on the Mirror website, like, but it's just like, Where's the news, guys? Reality beauty Kylie Jenner looks fierce in thigh-skimming dress. Thank God she's turned 18 so everyone can just pull their boners out and be like, thank God! Oh, I've been nursing this root for months. Thank God she's turned 18 and looks like a fucking washed-up 39-year-old. Doesn't she? It's like, I'm 18 now. And you're like, you literally look like somehow washed up fucking porn star. He's had too much work done. That happens. Like, that girl off Celebrity Big Brother, their fucking Farah, who you would have, oh, Jesus Christ, what a lunatic. But you're looking at her, and you're like, I don't know what age you're, like 24, but you now look 44 because you've got so much work done with your fake arse and your fake tits and your porn tape where your man absolutely fucking smashes your pie in. It amazes me how much Kardashian news there is here. It's like, this is the UK and it's fucking... this is on the one page, right? Reality beauty Kylie Jenner in fierce thigh-skimming dress. We move down. Kim Kardashian attempts perspex heels and buckles under the pressure. So she's so fucking heavy because she's pregnant. We go down. Kim Kardashian leaves fans baffled as she shares this seductive snap of her like licking her fingers, and you're like, what? You move down a bit more. Khloe Kardashian to celebrate the date for a new TV show. You're like, have you looked anywhere else? You know, did you look anywhere else for news other than the Kardashians' fucking Twitter? You fucking loser. Oh, you could say the same for me. You're like, Colin, did you write any other material other than Kardashians' based hatred? Nah, totally didn't. And we're back. Sorry, I had to nip away there for a wee second. Basically had to walk in the other room, let my questions load up and walk back. The joys of country internet. Isn't that mental? Like, what, you know, BT, Wi-Fi, all this shit and all, and you're like, yeah. It won't stretch down the stairs and along to the left for a bit. I had to walk over so I got like a straight connection and, you know, get fucking... What's going on? Oh, you asshole. What the fuck is this? Time to impact. What is it? Fuck off your ads. So, got the questions up here. Let's go for it. Oh no. Woman flashes boob in Snapchat picture and sends it to her boss by mistake, and he replies, "Hey, you probably did not mean to send this to me, but please be more careful. I'm your boss." Got a sweet tit pic. I would just take it, wouldn't say a word. Cheers. Gift. Gift of the titties. Isn't there something weird? Fuck. Is there something weird about, like, send someone a picture of your tit and it's like, ah, whatever. I've seen it, free tits. However, I will be like, come on, you can't be sending pictures of tits, why is up? You'll get everyone in trouble. Sweet tits though. You know, we send pictures of your dick, it's like, oh my god, full creep. Sending pictures of his dicks. Dicks? Two dicks? You lucky lady. Here's a wee story. This heartwarming clip shows the moment a transgender teen finally received her estrogen after a long wait. Corey Mason was brought to tears when her mother, Erica, surprised her with her box of estrogen after she had been waiting 2.5 years for it. Oh my god. She waited the whole 2.5 years from she was 12? AKA he was 12 or something? Pure shocking. Pure shocking. It is, it must be tough, like, if you think you're the other sex to what you are from birth. Erica told BuzzFeed that Corey was always feminine, even at a young age, but just assumed she might be gay. She was acting all queer. When Corey was 11, they came across a video of well-known transgender teen Jazz Jennings. Mum, I'm just like her, I'm a girl. The amazing clip has gained over 14,000 views on Facebook and attracted a lot of supportive comments. Now I'm a blubbering idiot, that was so awesome, congratulations. That's great stuff. Is this video going to play, I wonder? It's probably going to be slow. Slow as fuck. Let's get a look at this fucking Let me see.
Reach behind the pillow.
Oh, great. What's going on?
Open the bag.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And, of course, it starts the buffer. Oh. All right, there we go. Everyone cries. Congrats, you're now a woman. That's when you do it. Like, that's when you do it. You know, it's probably better that everyone's more open about these things now, because what is going on with this fucking mic stand? Oh, good, it broke. Oh, good. Oh, brilliant. That's me doing a Christian Bale there. It's probably better that everyone's talking about transgender stuff, because what you do want is you want the kids to be comfortable enough to be like, listen, I'm a girl. I really want to be a girl. And then you start pumping them full of drugs by the time they really sort of get stuck into puberty, because that's when the problems occur, you know? That's when you get some dude who looks like me, goes, I want to be a dainty little woman. And you're like, mate, you can't get a fucking male shirt to fit your fat fucking neck, let alone a lovely blouse. You know? However, I could shave these titties and get a sweet cleave going on. You know? That's not the only thing that's important when you're feminine, or when you're trying to be a female. Well, it seems to be the only one that anyone gives a fuck about. You know, there's no difference between genders. Like, really? Why is everyone so concerned about, like, I want big titties? I've said this before. You don't get to have the best of everything straight away. I saw a thing where it was like, you know, a female-to-male transgender person, and they went and got some operation, and it was a black woman became a black dude, basically, and of course gets the biggest fucking fake schlong you've ever seen. And you're like, mate, you've jumped the queue there. You went from, I feel like I'd like to be a man, to give me the biggest, rarest looking cock you've ever seen. Big old animal dick. Give me a big old tapir dick. Google that shit. The animal, the tapir. Giant fucking hog on it, moves around independently like a fucking, like an arm. Right now, if you do look at that wee girl, and you're like that is pretty much a girl. Like, I don't know, there's no trace of boy there at all. But definitely get the estrogen in there before the puberty starts happening. Imagine that was like, I think I want to be a girl, bum puberty, and you're like, I'm gonna fucking jizz in everything. I remember watching, do you remember Big Brother one year, where there was like a pre-op transgender sort of male to female person? And they're like, yeah, I'm getting this, blah, blah, blah. Then there was like footage of her just having a wee wank, and you're like, listen, do you want it or not? You know? Lying in bed there, pulling the wire off yourself, and you're like, you won't be able to do that soon enough. You know? You'll just be poking an old divot that they fucking hollowed out for you. Yeah. Is that insensitive? It will be when they lop it off, mate. It's highly inappropriate. Don't really care. Okay. Let's do some questions, will we? I feel like this will be short today because I have a lot of stuff to do, guys. Very busy. Let's see. Chris McCulloch, do you think the Pope is going to pull a Garth Brooks, sell out Croke Park, then cancel and leave Donegal empty? Is he coming here? I haven't been keeping on top of it. Is the Pope supposed to be coming here? Google. I know. He's so cool and he's so like non-conservative and whatever. And you're like, yeah, for a pope, try going on the pitch with that cunt. Boring. Pope. What's his name? Is this Francis? Is it? Pope. Is it? Francis? Yeah, Francis. Can't spell anything. Francis visits Ireland. Is he supposed to be doing Croke Park? 2015. I know he's in America at the minute and they're all cracking up. Alex Jones. He is a supporter of Bernard. Losing their mind. It's like, who cares? What can he do? It's like, oh, the Queen's visiting. So? Pope Francis' speculation of papal...
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what's that? Messages?
Papal visit to Ireland during 2018 conference. Oh, so it's on down the line. I'd be like, listen, you should be visiting every fucking year, you dick. Do you not know Catholicism was invented in Ireland? You not know that Irish Catholics think that they're the only legit Catholics in the world? And you're like, mate, do you not know a lot of, you know, the world is Catholic? And they're like, nah, but they're not Irish Catholic, so that doesn't even fucking count, does it? Jesus was Irish. Huh? And black. Like Phil Lennon. Anyway. So he's gonna do, fuck who, I don't care. I can't bring myself to give a shit. I also don't give a shit that Garth Brooks was going to come, didn't come. You know? In fact, I would question the type of person you are if you were a fan of his music. Because I listen to music like that and I think to myself, in no point in my life other than a comedy sketch does that music fit in. Unless I was directly taking the piss out of that type of thing, I would not be listening to it. Who wakes up in the morning? Oh, I'm walking to work, let me stick on Garth. I got a dick in something places. That's the only fucking line I know. Why? Because Kieran Bartlett did a parody of that song. I don't know the fucking song at all. What's another Garth Brooks? I don't know. He's the only famous person in the world that looks like me. Which I should look up to be fair. Oh, it's the fat white dude with a shitty beard. And a cowboy hat and a hoodie. He's the slobbiest fucking... I just give up. I'm wearing a baseball cap and a hoodie and some fucking jeans. And I'm going to sing some songs. I haven't written a new one in a long time. I'm going to tell you I'm going to turn up here. And then I'm not going to turn up. But I don't care because I'm fucking minted. Suck my country dick. Who's doing that? Just going out for a jog here. Let me put on Garth Brooks. I'm in the gym, guys. Just pumping some fucking iron. Let me stick on Garth. Oh, the guys are coming round for some beers tonight. Let me stick on some Garth and we'll all fucking hold hands and sway like they do in those concerts. Unreal. Unfucking believable. Who would I rather see in concert? The Pope or Garth Brooks? I don't know. If they did a double team, Garth featuring the Pope. Got some sort of goddamn... some sort of Pope motherfucker over here. Talking about... ideal opportunity for Pope to visit NI in 2018. Where would he play? Like Limelight 2? The Pope. Live at Mandela. Tickets via the Shine website. Do you think it's going to pull? Look, I don't know. You'd get a good turnout, because people over here are fucking mad. Francis Bannon. Trying to think up a catchy name for a YouTube channel. Any advice coming up with names for it? I'm sure you meant. Only discovered YouTube. It depends what sort of... what the vibe is. Is it comedy or what's the crack? Or are you going to be an anonymous troller where you just go on videos and go, this is fucking shit, you twat? Francis Bannon. I would just call yourself Pope Francis Bannon III. I don't know, mate. Depends your vibe. I don't know. If you don't want people to find out your name, don't use your real name. That's what I would suggest. Francis Bannon. Good name, though. Francis Bannon. I'm an old time fucking... That sounds like my Miley Cyrus impression I was doing the other week. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. Type that into Google. Watch her sing that. Oh, y'all boy, dudes are out there singing songs about fucking suck my dick and I'm over here going like, hair to my neck, my back, eat my pussy and my asshole. That doesn't even rhyme, but I'll say it anyway. You mad bitch. Next question. Would you rather gain an arm or a leg and why? Probably an arm, because then you could knock one out and just hold an iPad steady in front of your face. Oh, that was the best answer you'll ever hear for that question. NI Stars, what's that? NI Stars? Northern Ireland Studio of Television Arts, Radio and Screen. Really? Well, there's a picture of him with, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite. He's went from strength to strength, hasn't he? This is the problem nowadays with immediate launch to stardom. You better be able to back that shit up, mate. You know, this poor bastard pulled out of obscurity. You wasn't for long getting frostbite. Oh, turns out you're 18 and a fucking retard. It's like, saw this link the other day. It was like, check out Rory McSorley's like, no offence to him. I'm sure he's a lovely lad. But I do feel like there's some sort of exploitation going on there. It's like, check out his new funny video. And you're like, it's not a funny video. It's him. It's him talking about fucking. it's him talking about BT Internet or UTV Internet. That's not his funny. That's not a funny video by him. That's him probably being paid, underpaid to do an ad. Go, oh, super fast, fucking fire broadband. I'm in a tank. And then they show the bloopers at the end. Where you're supposed to be like, oh, he's some crack, isn't he? When in actual fact, it just looks like there's some dickhead producer going like, yeah, you're doing it wrong, mate. Do it quick. Yep, yep. Stay in the tiny shed. Yeah, yeah, you're doing it. And you're like, this is slightly abusive. But as usual, you know, could they make something good with him? If it was produced well, yeah. You know, you could team him up with someone who was like, you know, you could do like an Idiot Abroad type setup. Or like, you could even do it within Ireland where you just send them about talking to other people like that. And you're like, you could make a fairly interesting program, but like most things nowadays, it's just like, nah, we just want to ride off your fucking notoriety rather than do anything ourselves, which is a shame. Isn't it? It's a goddamn shame. I wish him all the best in the future. Danny Williams. With his England shirt on there. Supporting the rugby. When will all these Vine comedians just fuck off? I don't know. I don't know. I think it's okay. But let's not pretend that it's anything more than it is. Should people be turning up to fucking stadiums to watch a Vine person who has went from making 7-second videos to somehow trying to have a show put together for a load of people paying fucking 30 quid in? It's a bit of a jump, and I'm sure it's total bollocks. But the only saving grace is if you're the type of person that's gonna go see a Vine star in person, you're gonna be happy enough just to see them rather than come out going, guys, I didn't feel like the show was quite ready for public display. As you know, you're not gonna give a fuck. You're just gonna be like, oh my god, you're that guy, let me get my photo, I'm happy. But let's not give people who have fucking Vines shows immediately, you know. You know, there's the obvious. You could keep talking about like your guy Cain told me or whatever. It's good. It's okay for what it is, right? I can't get mad at him because I'm sure he's making a fuckload of money from doing these videos. However, don't be turning around and going, "Oh mate, have you seen that? Isn't it genius?" And you're like, I wouldn't quite go as far as to say genius now. You know, I don't know. It's basically some fairly hackish observations that you would. It's not even observation. It's just like there's so many of those videos. You know. Here's an Irish guy at a wedding. Be like, and then some guy goes, "Oh, I can't wait for the drinks, boys." And you're like, "Oh yeah, I've heard that before. Good." You're essentially assembling a list of things you might see. You know, "Oh, here's a guy. Here's what Irish people do at weddings. Dance? No shit. Here's what Irish people do at a wedding. Drink? Oh my god, really? What a fucking... That's amazing. I like the production quality you've put into that." And by that I mean shot on a Nokia and edited in real time, where you just stop it and play and, you know, attach the next clip with no editing whatsoever. Did you make any effort to make it a performance? No. I feel like I've gone on a lot about this of late, but what can you do? When are you ever happy? I don't know. We're supposed to have a fucking TV show coming out. Did they give us a date? No. Will it be good? Don't know. Let us see it. Am I happy? No, because it's been and gone. Where's the other one? I want another. Where's my TV show? I have about 15 of them waiting here to fucking let rip on. You know, I was talking to a producer who I'd worked with before, and he's like, "Yeah, we're going to take an idea that you've had. I had this thing called Material World. I don't know if I talk about this. Developed it for ages to try and submit the fucking Channel 4 short shorts." He goes for a meeting in RTE. "Yeah, we're going to take the format that you've had there, and we're going to pitch it to RTE with Al Porter as a host. I'll send you the brief here if there's any other things you want to add to it." And I was like, "Oh, it was a good job all that fucking work I did for months isn't going to waste." And like, "Yeah, well, Al Porter's kind of hot at the minute, so they're trying to find comedy vehicles for him." "Oh, good! Oh, tell you what, I've about fucking 1,000 other ideas I could send over to you, and you can Al Porter them." "Yeah, go ahead." He didn't quite get the sarcasm in the message. I was like, "Yeah, I've loads of shit I could send if you want to Al Porter them." And he goes, "Sure, send me whatever you have, dude, and we'll have a few ideas." I was like, "Listen, bitch, I'm not fucking writing for Al Porter. Suck my dick." And he would. "Suck my dick. How about that? Unreal. Nothing against Al Porter. Fucking work away, mate. Work away." However, he's like, "Yeah, we'll have Al Porter as the host," and then he throws over to you for some things. And you're like, this was my fucking idea. You know? Also, if you've ever seen Al Porter, me and him aren't gonna mix. You know? Worlds will collide on that one. In fact, he's gonna be in Late License, which is this show that I'm supposed to be in on BBC Two. And the reason he's in it is just because he's quite popular down south at the minute, and the producers are like, "Well, he's popular, let's basically get him in, squeeze him in somehow for no reason whatsoever." Haven't seen it, might be brilliant. Vine comedians, I went on a ranty pants there, didn't I? Oh my god. Basically, I don't know, who's ever really happy is the question at the heart of that. AKA me, hashtag never. Paul Walker's daughter suing Porsche for not making their cars safe enough to speed in. That's from Jared Moran. Yeah, I mean, it's someone should have a word with her and just be like, "Listen, I feel like, you know, I feel like this is misplaced anger. It is a tragedy. All that sort of shit. But I'm sure you're financially sorted. For sure, get over it." No, don't get over it, but, you know, let's, you know, maybe not, maybe you're pointing your anger at the wrong fucking, in the wrong direction. You know? Also, it's amazing how highly regarded Paul Walker is in the driving community. I made this thing, this comparison before, but it's like, you do know the likes of like Schumacher or something who's lying, you know, catching flies somewhere. one of the best drivers ever versus Paul Walker, an actor who pretended he drove once. I'm sure he was dead on, like, but I don't know. Just seems strange to me.
You embarrass me.
Nathan Conthelia, are you going to get any more tattoos? It's one of those things, mate. It's just, it's when you ask me that question now, I'm like, yeah, I would get loads more tattoos. As soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to forget that I even have tattoos or have the option to get more. Till someone else goes, would you ever get more tattoos? And I'll be like, yeah, fucking right, I would. It's one of those things. It's not on my mind all day, every day. So, but of course, yeah, I would get tons. You say a lot on your podcast as David Hayes, famous boxer. You say a lot on your podcast that you hate when people recognise you and say there's Barry the Blender and other things like that. What do you want people to say to you? Maybe I like your podcast and you're a funny comedian. I haven't seen you on the street, but Northern Ireland is a small place, is a small enough place. I don't mind if people say that, really. It's just, sometimes there's a fucking, it's fucked up, it's weird as fuck, because I see people, I saw a guy in a shop the other day, and he stopped, and he was visibly shaking, and he was like, here, and he was older, like he was about 40 something, he goes, here, Barry. And I was like, what? Yeah, that's what, I was like, what? And he goes, you're still making the videos, not I? And he was like shaking, and it was just this weird thing. And you're like, why did you have to, you didn't have to come over there at all. And you've, and it's real awkward now. You know what I mean? It's like he came over and said something before he really knew what he was going to say. And he was just like, hey, bye, still making the, doing all right, no. What are you doing with yourself? You're like, mate, I'm a fucking comedian. What's going on here? What's going on? Do you think I did one fucking Iron Fighter and then was living in the streets for fucking, will you relax? Just, I don't know. It's just, it's a weird thing. Like, I hate, like the other day when, you know, your Lavery's was going on and then some group of fellas come in and they basically walked in the wrong floor. Then they're like, oh my God, it's Barry Blender and all, that's fucking unreal. And you're like, yeah. He's like, what are you doing? And they're like, yeah, there's a comedy night in here. Are you on? Yeah. Oh my God, amazing. Give me a photo. You know, you get a fucking photo with these dicks. And you're like, he's coming in? Nah. We're going upstairs. All right, bye. Sweet, big fans there, big fans. I don't know. You just get... Again, it's that sort of like, if I had fucking 6 series of my own show out and people were like, oh my God, let me get a photo of this cunt. You'd be like, well, there you go. That's kind of warranted now. But the shit your pants over some dickhead who makes YouTube videos is a bit ridiculous, isn't it? What do you say? Just have a regular chat. You know? Just have a normal fucking chat. Jake Gibson, can I borrow a quid for a vending machine? Yeah. Sean Nash, Clint Eastwood or Charles Bronson? Whatever. And then just to throw a fucking spanner in the works, the question below that from Stuart Anderson, John Wayne or Adam Sandler? I mean, I'll probably say Adam Sandler because it's just, you know what I mean? What am I going to do, sit and watch fucking a load of John Wayne movies and laugh my head off? No. Get Happy Gilmore on, the fuck? Dylan O'Neill, there was a question about tattoos, just out of curiosity. What is the tattoo on your arm? I have two. I have... The bottom one is like a Bill Hicks reference from Sane Man, which was... one of his DVDs, which, I don't know, was kind of, you know, big into Bill Hicks, probably the first big comedian I was into. I liked his vibe, I liked his attitude. The worst mistake you can make is to try and replicate his style, because you fall on your arse quick fast. And then the one above that is like, a little girl face thing and a stencil, which I basically did in art college, and then it looked good and I got it tattooed. No meaning, no story, just the fact that I thought it looked good. Which is good enough for me, you know what I mean? If you're like, listen to kind of like, the, you know, you're like, oh, I like, as long as it looks good, who gives a fuck? You know, I hate these like, well, this is the dolphin because it means, and you're like, yeah, but it's in the middle of your big fat back, pet. This tiny dolphin. If you're going to get a dolphin, get a fucking dolphin, like. Get them to do a bit of fucking work on it. Just get, sometimes people need to be braver with tattoos, you know, you get like, oh, here's me with my wee Chinese symbol on my arm. You're like, would that not look better if it was massive on your arm? You know, have a bit of fucking bravery. It's not the 70s. You know, you can get fucking tattoos anywhere. Right, is this the last one? Matthew Foster. If a woman is always right and a man is always wrong, then if a man tells a woman that she's right, is the man right or wrong? I don't, what? It sounds like you're having some problem with women there, Matthew Foster. I went completely dead air there. I don't know, it's like, sometimes men and women are crazy. How about that? Did I just say that out loud? Some men are crazy, some women are crazy. However, there are just some not double standards, but just like, I've noticed, you know, in my relationship, there's sometimes where you're like, you know, we've literally watched Celebrity Big Brother, now we're watching some other fucking dog shit, and then it's on to the Kardashians, and you're sort of like, this wasn't pre-organized or talked over, but I don't think I would ever get away with like just putting on, I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to watch this UFC start to finish. And then when we're done, we're going to watch this stand-up show. And then I'm just going to watch funny clips from Dave Chappelle after that. And like, you know, you can spend a night in the house and that's what happens. The female will watch everything she wants till the point where you go, I'm tired, I don't want to go to bed. Okay. I don't think I've ever had a night where it was like, yeah, I'm just going to put on all this shit and you just sit there in the corner on your phone and fucking suck it up. How about that? Not a euphemism. I'm just saying, just you deal with that. I'm going to watch whatever I want all night. And if you happen to play a video by accident on your phone while you're like going through Facebook, I'm going to go through you going, I'm trying to listen to fucking Celebrity Big Brother. I need to hear what these sluts are saying. But there you go. There you go. I'm going to end this podcast right now, guys, because I have a lot of fucking things to film today. So thanks for listening. Thanks to everyone that came out of Lavery's last time. Hopefully you're able to support us again this time at the Next Day Fest, which is on the 7th. Getting very excited about that. Get the gig with some of my faves. My absolute faves. Gonna be good crack. Some of the lineups coming up in Lavery's are fucking stupid in the next while. Like we have fucking Tim McGarry with Four Arms and Hog with all sorts coming up. It's gonna be absolutely mental. So yeah, 7th of October. Keep that in your fucking diaries, you bitches, if you have a diary. I'm going to go probably cough a lot of phlegm up all over the place. So I'll speak to you next time. Cheers for listening. ColinGettis.com, as usual, for all the shit of the day. Speak to you soon. Respect!
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.